Al-Wadud, the most loving. Wad refers to love and friendship. There are different definitions that have been given with regards to Al-Wadud. The one is Al-Wadud has the meaning of Ismul Fa'il. And this means that Allah is the lover. Allah loves those who are obedient, the angels, the Anbiya, the pious servants. Allah is pleased with them due to their actions, and He bestows His favors upon them due to their achievements, and He praises them due to it. Then the second meaning of Al-Wadud is that being who creates the love of the pious in the hearts of His creation. Nabi Sallallahu said, when Allah loves a person, He calls out Jibreel. He says, Allah loves such and such a person, so you should also love him. And so should Jibreel also loves that person. And then Allah announces to the inhabitants of the heaven saying that, or Jibreel announces and says, Allah loves such and such a person, you should all love him. And the inhabitants of the heavens therefore also start to love that person. And he becomes an object of acceptance on the earth. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. Allah puts love for the servant in the hearts of people. And then a third meaning is أَيَكُونَ فَعُولٌ بِمَعْنَى الْمَفْعُولِ. Al-Wadud has the meaning of Ismi Maf'ul. This means that Allah is the beloved. The Anbiya, the angels, the pious slaves, all love Allah. In fact, according to them, there is nothing more beloved to them than that being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the position that the third understanding of the word Al-Wadud, that we have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Allah bestowed, some have stated that Allah is beloved by the awliya due to the recognition of Him, by the sinners due to His forgiveness and mercy, and by the general masses due to His sufficing for their needs and sustenance. And the causes of love are five, and all these are found in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we love people? Number one is because of wealth. Allah is the possessor of everything in the universe, whereas the wealth of the creation is temporary and minimal. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. And to Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth, but the munafiqeen do not comprehend that. وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And for Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. And Nabi Salim narrates from Almighty Allah that he said, O my servants, I have made oppression prohibited upon myself and made it prohibited amongst yourselves as well. You should therefore not wrong each another. O my servants, all of you are astray except the one whom I guide. Therefore ask me for guidance, I will guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except the one whom I feed. Therefore ask me to feed you and I will feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked except the one who I clothe. Therefore ask me to clothe you and I will clothe you. O my servants, you commit sins by day and night, and I forgive all sins, therefore seek forgiveness from me, and I will forgive you. O my servants, if you wish to harm me, you will never be able to harm me. If you wish to benefit me, you will never be able to benefit me. O my servants, if all your past and future generation, all the human and jinn, were to reach the level of the most righteous amongst you, that will not increase my sovereignty in any way. O my servants, if all your past and future generations, and all the humans and jinn were to reach the level of the most wicked among you, you will not decrease my sovereignty in any way. O my servants, if all your past and future generations were to stand on one field and they ask of me, and I grant everyone what they ask, it will not diminish my treasures, not even to the extent that when a needle is dipped in the ocean. O my servants, it's your deeds which I store for you and will give you your compensation in full. Therefore, whoever has good shall thank Allah, and whoever has evil shall blame none but himself, because evil committed by the demands of the nafs. So this is the first wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us. The second is favors. Allah's favors upon man are innumerable. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you try to count the bounties of Allah, you will never be able to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever bounty is by you is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second reason why we have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third is beauty. Whatever beauty in the world is but a creation of Allah, who is the most beautiful. In this world, each person's beauty surpasses the next. what must have been the beauty of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that the women had cut their hands. What must have been the actual beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that people would have cut their hearts. Or what must be the beauty of the damsels of Jannah? And you know, like that, the people of Jannah in general, the women of Jannah, how the beauty will be increased of every lady when she enters into Jannah. So Allah Rabbul Izzah is an embodiment of beauty, and because of the beauty, it becomes a means of us loving Him. The fourth thing is perfection. Allah has all qualities of perfection. He is perfect in creation, forgiveness, in mercy, in tolerance, in power. All perfections only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fifth reason why we generally love people is because of closeness. A person loves someone because of his being close to him. A son loves his father because of their close relationship. Allah's relationship with man is the closest. Allah says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And we're closer to him than his jugular vein. So we've said that there are three meanings of Al-Wadud. One is that Allah is the lover, Allah is the beloved, and the fact that Al-Wadud is that being who creates the love of the pious in the hearts of the creation. And then we said that there are five of the reasons why man tends to love a person, and or if being wealth, beauty, bounties, perfection, closeness, proximity, qurb, all of this is found in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the highest level. So therefore, we ought to have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who reads this Ismul Azam Al-Wadud 1,000 times and blows on food, and such food is consumed by one's spouse, the husband or the wife, the differences, the disputes will soon be settled, and a strong bond of love and affection will result between the spouses, inshallah. So these are the points to remember with regards to this great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.